today. How we going? Hey, hey, good to be here. To Robbie's Modern Life. Yeah, it's definitely a favorite of mine.
No, yeah, I'm more of a popcorn guy though, to be honest.
I am the one who knocks. Yeah, but after the second season, his clothes change, so that doesn't make any sense.
Mm. How'd you come by that, Rob?
Oh, don't say that. Halfway there. Whoa!
Yes, Rob, that was awesome. You nailed that, man.
So good.
Oh, man.
Oh, Rob, I think your mic's off.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I think your mic's off.
Nah, it's still off.
It's still off, man.
How's this? Is it on?
Yeah,
I've got it. Yeah.
It's on now.
Yeah. Now I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait, so you couldn't hear me that whole time?
Well, we could, but yeah, I don't think it was broadcast. I think your mic was off.
So the audience couldn't hear it, but you could hear.
Yeah, I'm guessing not.
No. Yeah, wow. I think that was...
Damn it. That was pretty... I thought that went really well.
That was really good.
It's probably one
really
of the best that. Openings we've done in a long time.
Yeah, easily. I thought so. It had it all, really. Damn it. Okay. All right, hi, I'm Robbie Armfield. I suppose we'll just do it quickly. Bernie Bolgi.
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Mitchell JC. Sorry, you missed out on. You've got a tune to Robbie's Modern Life, maybe you said that. On FBI Radio 95. Yeah, okay.
I did Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
Okay, and the Breaking Bad. All right, well, let's...
Damn, there's some good
the,
gags in
the
there.
Paper there.
Okay. Start again.
Should we go over again?
You would, maybe. We'll screw it. You've got a tune to RML on FBI Radio. We'll be right back. Sticky Dingus, the DJ Hot Dog Flavored Water Grey Horse B2B remix by young Sydney up-and-comer called Robbie Raisin. Mm-hmm. Like that's that. A remix from his album entitled Had to Be There. I think it's available on Bandcamp. It's really quite good.
The remix is nice.
The remix is solid.
Better than the original, maybe?
Potentially. You'll have to check it out yourself.
Check out the original. To, yeah. to compare them side by side.
You might have to do. You might have to do it back to back.
Listen to them one at the same time. Yep. Yeah.
One in one ear.
Exactly. You've got to tune to RML on FBR Radio 94.5 with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Hey guys, running off the back of the fantastic Movember campaign in which men grow a moustache over the course of the month to raise funds and awareness for prostate cancer research, we've decided here to create our own spin-off to say no to negativity in general. It's called November. We all know someone who carries a bit more negativity around with them than they should. A family member, a good mate, a miserable pet, or maybe even yourself.
Mm.
This month, rise to the challenge of eradicating this negativity from your life or the life of a loved one with RML's November campaign. Simply register through our Facebook page where you'll be asked for your bank details alongside some miscellaneous personal questions which will get you started on your November fundraising journey. Every time you manage to obliterate some negativity, hold the person responsible for the negativity in the first place accountable, ask nicely, hey mate, I'm doing November and would love a bit of money to help get rid of the negativity you're carrying around. Let's run through some simulations now and watch a big fat no could come in handy, get rid of the bad vibes and help the November cause. Bernie.
All right, just a little simulation we have here. You're lying in bed. It's Sunday morning, and you've definitely seen better days. All of a sudden, your phone rings. It's your manager, and he's asking you to work a shift at the bowling club. In the spirit of November, sling him a big old no for a response and hang up the phone. Mm. Not before reminding him to sponsor you to raise some cashola for a great cause. November.
Love it, Bernie. Yeah. That's November. One more time. Mitchell, Jay-Z.
All right, here's a sticky situation in which all parties could learn a little from a hard line in the sand in the form of a no. You've finished a hearty meal at a pricey Italian restaurant. You can tell that the waiter will ask you if you can spare some change for the especially needy through leaving said change in a donation box on the counter before politely informing him that you've gotten to where you are and earned every dime through a positive attitude and eagerly pouncing on every opportunity you've had. You drop a conclusive no and recommend that he sponsor your anti-negativity journey.
Love it. Another quick one here. Your second cousin, Erica, asks you if you can hand her the salt or pepper or tea sauce at a large extended family dinner. You politely refuse and make sure that they know it's because you're removing all negativity from your life for the current month. Also, that they can sponsor you if they are inspired by your mission by heading to the Facebook page, entering your bank details and other miscellaneous information.
Oh, actually...
Christ, what's up, Mitch? What's up?
I didn't really read through what we'd been doing.
You were reading it.
I was reading it, but I wasn't thinking about it. I've been doing something completely different. I've been doing no member. I thought that was what we agreed on.
Mitch, what's that?
I couldn't hear you over the Skype session, and I did no member.
What's that about, man? That.
So I thought we were meant to be like raising awareness regarding how pricey memberships fees can be. So I thought the idea was that we refuse to sign up to any like bowlers club if they offer membership for extra benefits.
Okay, I think that
is pretty dumb. I think
that deserves the sacrificial donkey screen here.
I think it does.
What is it? My bad, boys.
Mitch, you absolute dingus. You gotta tune to RML.
Donkey.
Hey. Sign up for November. Let's get rid of negativity. RML on FBI.
I'm out of sight. But a man like me can't see you, can't hold you for the night. Cause I haven't been keeping my body tight. Still I wager I'll come out swinging. Yeah, I wager I won't think twice. I'll roll the dice on it. Ooh. I got a chest with a vacant heart. Got a skin full of piss and one lost dart. And the memory of my woman passing by to call my name. Don't test me, girl, I got torso pain. Ooh, yeah, I might test drive a car. Best on the lot. I speed home, baby, show you what I got. And if you won't say yes, I'll fool till Canaan. Right into the side of the best and less.
Country Figs by Alex Cameron from his most recent album entitled Forced Witness. You've got it tuned to RML on FBI Radio 94.5. Thank you so much for being with us. You got it, Robbie Armfield here, Bernie Bolgi.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, and Mitchell JC.
What's up? Welcome to RML.
Okay, we're about to get into some more.
Stay a while, guys.
All right, the Terry Hills Cup this past Tuesday. The nation was stopped. The greatest horse race in the country went down. That's right, the annual Terry Hills Cup. Oh, you thought I was referring to the so-called race down in Melbourne. Nah, any half-decent bookie in possession of a single...
Oh.
Sorry. Okay.
Let me just
take this.
Wait, what are you... On the radio...
Hello?
Rob.
A new set of knives. Okay.
What?
Yeah, how much?
What the hell?
Right, and they could... Could you have them delivered by Sunday?
Why is he doing this call now?
Yeah, sure. Okay, great. Is Visa okay?
What the fuck?
They sound great, yeah. All right, you need the... Okay, yeah, the details now, of course.
Rob, no.
Can you just pass my wallet?
What? Why?
What your wallet?
Just pass my wallet. Okay. Yep. You got a pen? Great. Yep, my name is Robbie Armfield. RobbieArmfield.
What are we meant to do? I
don't know. All right, and Visa's fine. Yep, you need the number. Okay, so 3589.
Rob.
0121.
No, don't.
6348.
I think it's a scan or something.
2334.
He's way too keen.
And the security code as well? You don't need it. You do, okay. Yeah, it's 573. Ooh. Visa, yep. You know my license number? Yeah, sure. One sec.
Why does he need your license number?
Okay.
And what license on earth?
108-317-88. Okay. Yes, I'm an organ donor, yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Why do you
need those numbers again?
Why would he need
okay, can
that?
I actually call you back? Is that all right? I'm just doing. Yeah, yeah, I'll call you back this afternoon. Will be fine. Yeah, great. Oh, no, I'm very excited. Thank you so much for letting me know about it. Thank you. All right. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Cheers. Sorry, again. Awesome, very excited. Okay, this past Tuesday, the nation was stopped. The greatest horse race in the country went down. That's right, the Terry Hills Cup. The Terry Hills Cup is the premier horse race of the season. It's made possible by Olympian and philanthropist Terry Hills, who you may remember from Hambaroo, which we detailed on the show a while ago. So let's quickly look at the big winners and losers of the most recent Terry Hills Cup race and see if you landed the massive quadfecta that they offer. A quick humongous content warning here, by the way. Terry Hills Raceway, actually, they let the young boys from the local high school name the horses as an initiative to get them engaged with language and betting. So,
pretty dumb idea by the looks of it.
It's a weird idea, but they stand behind it. Anyway.
Terry, man.
Okay, here are the winners. We'll start with a few here. Mitchell.
So we've got Horsing Around to start with, and this one's going to need a warning, individual warning. Teresa Cumboat, Sewers of London, we've got Gravy Train, U-Boat 19, and Bernie, I'll pass it off to you to drop a few more names there.
Okay, just another quick content warning. P-Money Eats a Dick. Ooh, yeah. Young Buck.
Yellow Fever.
These boys are racy.
Qantas Cock. Now, I suppose that was... he's a favourite from this show. Maximus Cummus. Good God. Sensimi Susie. Little Miss Auschwitz. Oh, my Lord.
You missed one there, I think.
Okay. Mitch, you say some more of these.
Okay. I don't want to say them. These boys
are content warning.
Rowdy.
Quick, quick.
Sadistics. We've got Farlap with an F.
Yeah.
I think this might be a dumb kid. Herple Derple. Leave the Gate Open. Don't. There's a few more there, Bern.
Yeah. U-Turn When Possible. David Beckham, Pasture and the Curious, Paul the Horse, Santa's Little Uterus, and the last one.
The Last Temptation of Deborah.
It's an interesting one. Poetic one.
It's a very poetic one. Big ups to little Timmy for that one. Anyway, the losers here. So, you know, best of luck to you if you won something there. The losers, Stable Career, collided with Healthy Coke Habit, resulting in both stallions having to be put down in front of shocked onlookers.
Mm.
Second up here, we got Mummy's Precious Boy, sprinted out the rear of the starting barricade, colliding into a sea of cars. And No Show Horror Show, who generated a lot of hype, was replaced before the race, along with All Talk Bar Naught and Wrong Race Raffy, who were both casual spectator favourites.
I had money on those two.
Anyway, those last two. Yeah, exactly. But now, it's time. Bernie, the music, please.
The music, you say?
Yeah, absolutely. The music
good,
for
that'd be good.
Do it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Is this the right one? Okay. It's safe to say we love our fans here on RML. We absolutely adore them. And we feel like we haven't really given back to you guys enough. That's why today we are doing a spontaneous prize giveaway for one of our dedicated fans. If you call after the break here, after the song break coming up now, you could be in the running to win. Lunch with RML.
With RML.
Make sure you don't forget the magic words which will score you the lunch with us. On us, with us. It's huge, it's huge, it's magical. So please get in touch. What's the number, Bernie?
The number is 863-4512. Call us here.
I don't know the number. What is it? It's 833-2299.
You want a sushi lunch? You want a sushi lunch with us?
You want a sushi lunch?
You've got to say the magic words,
though. Say the magic number. Call the number.
Say the number on air.
Call it now.
What is it?
Call it now. 833-2299. All right. See you in a moment. RML FBI.
Get out.
The Garden with Call This Number Now. Fantastic stuff. Hey, you've got to tune to RML on FBR with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Before What's the up? Break there, we were telling you about a little prize package we were giving away where you call in and then we give you lunch with us. We actually failed to mention that it's the other way around.
Yeah.
We call you
and
then you answer the phone by saying, I eat lunch with RML. And if that's the first thing that you come out with, you win the prize.
Sushi lunch with us
on a jet boat. Hopefully in Aotearoa somewhere.
No.
But that's up. That's at your jurisdiction if you want to fly us there. But anyway, we're going to try it out now.
So we're going to
call... We've got a registered number here. We're going to call them up and see.
An RML supporter?
Yes,
here
an RML supporter. Okay, let's try.
They like us on the Facebook page.
Right, yep, cool. All right, let's see.
Here we go.
Are they going to answer?
Let's bring it out.
Okay, is he going to pick up?
Freaking hell, man.
I'm excited, boys. I'll tell you what.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
I ate lunch with RML.
No. Sorry, mate.
Unfortunate.
So close. Sucks. That is...
Can you please just call me back? I'll do it again.
No.
Sorry, man.
It's not how it works, bro. It's unlucky.
That's super unlucky.
No, guys. Please.
No. Yeah, sorry, mate. You lost out.
I was really looking forward to that.
Sorry,
Eric from Coogee, is that you?
Yeah, it's Eric, mate. I registered and everything. I've been really looking forward to this promotion.
Oh,
promotion?
The rules are pretty simple, man.
You knew the rules, Eric.
Can you just please call me back? I've been looking forward to this lunch a lot. I've had a pretty rough week, mate.
Eric, I'm sorry to hear about that, mate. But maybe if your number gets just randomly generated for next week, it could be the case for next week. Maybe very unlikely though, because there's a one strike policy with these numbers. But we might make an exception, probably not. But Eric, I hope that you have a wonderful day, and thanks so much for listening to RML.
Oh, Eric, come on.
Okay.
Oh, Eric. Oh,
just pretend. Like go and get lunch and pretend you're with us. That's okay.
Please listen in again, though, mate.
Yeah, tune in. Text in. The number's 0409-945-945. Let us know how you're enjoying the tunes, mate.
Oh, Eric.
Thanks,
sorry,
Eric.
Eric.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry,
brother. Sorry. Okay. Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Anyway.
Let's move right along.
Let's move right along.
That negativity right the hell
out.
So the big fat no to that negativity. To Eric there.
The sushi lunch, 20-minute sushi lunch with us on a jet boat is actually... We're just going to have to eat it ourselves, boys, aren't we?
On the jet boat, yeah. You're going to have to scoff it down quick. It's about 20 minutes left on that jet boat after we played with it on the weekend.
That was awesome. We did have a spin around on the weekend.
Over the weekend... Do you have recording of us on the boat there?
I do, but I can't play it on air. We were swearing and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Swearing, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it.
Exercising a demon.
Over the weekend as well, though, it was really interesting because music lovers in Newcastle, they flocked to the King Edward Park for the annual Salty Breeze Music Festival. It was a day full of sun, beers, mates, and great local musicians and food trucks. It was destined to be an incidentless event. That was until about 9:30 AEDT when DJ act Chalice in Wonderland took to the main stage for her performance.
Heard about this.
Yeah, I think everyone has in the music industry.
I'm
sure.
It
turned some heads, to say the least.
Yeah.
What ensued was without a doubt one of the biggest, most politically incorrect performances of our time, maybe all time. We're not sure.
I don't miss it.
We have here the exclusive audio grab of what went down as she, Chalice in Wonderland, took to the stage thanks to our roaming festival journalists here on RML. Here's the exclusive clip of that happening.
RML exclusive. We'll be right back.
house, so let me see your hands.
RML exclusive.
Okay, so it might not have been immediately obvious to those listening, but basically what happened in that clip is Chalice in Wonderland, the world-class DJ, Sydney Sider or something, came on the stage at the Sunny Breeze, Salty Breeze Music Festival there in blackface.
Head to toe.
Head to toe. We're yet to hear an exact sort of commentary from her or anything, her management or anything like this about it. But
she was booed off the stage.
There was just stuff thrown, and luckily nobody was hurt. It really was quite a...
You can hear the exact moment, actually. You can hear the exact moment the crowd goes from hype to gripe, like when she walks on the stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing in that audio grab. Yeah.
Was she like naked or just all black? And
I don't know. I wasn't there, but I think it was just all
anyway, that's some of the local music news. But this isn't the first time a local musician has caused controversy and sent their PR team into a spiral after doing something crazy on stage. Here are the top five inappropriate live stunts by Aussie musos. Let's count them down here. Number five.
Okay, so number five, we've got local band Kiss Chancey replacing every instance of the word baby in Here Comes My Baby with the word F-wit during a Yusuf Stevens tribute concert.
Number four.
Number four, artist Don Kelly reading out his own review of Suicide Squad in lieu of singing the chorus during his biggest hit, From Little Things, Big Things 2, due to being bored of playing it every concert. And if you're wondering, yes, Don was sued for completely ripping off his far more successful brother Paul's hit song, Title. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting there. We got number three?
Number three there, we've got Julia Jackson, a rising singer of sad folk rock, swallowed a tranquilized snake on stage. Supposedly it was like some kind of snake smear campaign to like paint serpents in a bad light for them consuming humans, but... I don't think that came across at all.
It didn't go down well at all.
Mm. Number two, we've got Kiss Chancey again with an even more outrageous stunt this time. During their 2007 reunion tour, lead singer Eric Smetis cooked a giant pancake on stage using oversized cooking utensils and bulk ingredients. What made this even more ridiculous is the fact that he had his bass player literally cooked in the pancake. He was immediately arrested for murder following the incident and is currently serving a life sentence. And number one, here. This one is a very recent one. It occurred just this Saturday at the Midnight Oil gig in the Domain. Peter Garrett, during the middle of their set, decided to chug a full jerry can of oil. We're talking the real deal here. Petroleum you'd use for your car, like 3 litres, U91, straight down the hatch. The crowd, as you'd imagine, was horrified as Garrett was carted off stage on a stretcher not long after the sculling incident. Rumour has it the stunt was meant to be a protest against the... against the Adani Carmichael coal mine in Queensland. But when the crowd was asked by our roaming music journalist what they thought of the oil consumption, no one could make head nor tail of the link.
No.
So, do you know any sort of crazy music on stage anecdotes? Please text in. The number is 0409-945-945. We'd love to hear from you. You've got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio.
Sweet 16 beat, the way you taught me, when played correctly, is weighted gently. Stop. 15 beat. The way you taught me must be walked softly. Must be what love.
I see the stars deep in the night.
Beat by Metronomy from their wonderful album Summer 08. You've got to tune to RML on FBR Radio 94.5. Now it's time for the Crypt of Deceit laid bare. Secrets from beyond the crypt. Here at RML, we're in the business of bringing you the facts and the figures. I recently chatted to my wonderful grandmother about the secret underbelly of the Freemasons. Here is our chilling yet enlightening conversation. Please enjoy.
The Crypt of Deceit laid bare on RML.
Hello, my name's Robbie Armfield. I'm here reporting for RML, unlocking the secrets of the hidden societies that exist within our society. I'm here with my gran, Jocelyn, currently, who happens to know a thing or two about the Freemasons. Gran, thanks so much for being with me.
It's a pleasure.
Now, your husband, my granddad, Ray, he was a big part of the Freemasonry movement, and you relate to me that he actually told you a lot of secrets about the society. Would you care to reveal a couple of those for us right now?
Well, it's not that I knew a lot about the society, but it was actually a secret society, and the men did not tell other people very much about it.
Okay. So he didn't tell you anything about it?
No, apart from the fact that it was very regimented, they had certain ceremonies, they had a structure within the organisation that they moved up from step to step and had to do quite a lot of study to do it.
Well, I'm sure that's news to a lot of people. Now, your father was also a very high-ranking member in the Freemasonry Society. He told you a lot of secrets, didn't he? He told you a lot of secrets.
Not too many, no. But we used to watch him go out sometimes 3-4 times a week to various meetings around South Canterbury.
But he told you that one secret, didn't he? One secret?
No, not really.
So, okay. Well, Gran, thank you ever so much. I think people are going to be really excited about that information on the Freemasons. All the answers here on RML. Stay tuned. Here's a song. Thanks. I've been Robbie Armfield, reporting for FBR Radio on RML. Thanks. Thanks again, Gran.
It's a pleasure. Have a good day.
The Crypt of Deceit laid bare.
Well, the juicy information that we all wanted to hear there, the secrets of the crypt laid bare by my own grandmother. So thanks once again to her.
Thanks, Gran.
Did you say that was a song there? That was a bit of a glitch. Bit of programming glitch there.
A little bit. I didn't program that.
Whoa.
In.
So. That's creepy.
Programming glitch. I'm one to you, Rob. Programming glitch.
That's a secret from Beyond the Crypt. My bad one. Now, Bernie, you said that you've actually organized some secrets from Beyond the Crypt to be laid bare on air here.
Okay.
Yeah,
excited
if you'd
that.
Like to relay that to us now.
Yeah,
that'd
well,
be great.
Yeah, I would like to relay that to you guys now.
Let's hear it.
You said you got you brought in a special guest.
Yeah,
should we beckon them through now?
Okay,
let's relay those secrets.
I told you guys I was going to bring in a special guest on Monday. Mm-hmm. I told you guys on Sunday that I was going to bring a special guest in on Monday for the segment The Crypt of Deceit Laid Bare, Secrets from Beyond the Crypt.
Yep.
And my special guest is actually here in the studio with us, Mitch.
Where is he?
You're my special guest.
Oh.
What, me?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That would have been...
We talked about...
Well, let's keep it going. Yeah, all right. Okay. Let's roll with it. Okay, Mitch, okay, you know something about the secrets?
Oh, yeah.
I
mentioned something.
Yeah, okay, Mitch, you know a few things about IT. You know the grid. You know...
Okay, let's see.
You know ones and zeros. You're talking ones and zeros.
I talk in code. I talk in my ones and zeros,
Could you tell us some secrets about hacking services?
Okay.
CIA documents. I don't know. Something crazy.
This feels like you're improvising this, Bernie, and I'm not that happy.
Sorry?
Just know, if you're improvising this right now, there will be consequences after the show, vis-a-vis your lunch. But we continue. Prepare? Just know that that's the consequence. Okay.
Well, I emailed these questions to you earlier. Mitch.
I did see them. I did. I looked, but they were just kind of really vague. And I sent you back one saying, I don't quite know.
Didn't get
I
that.
I couldn't really. No.
I didn't get that email.
Okay, because you asked about the CIA, but I can't. There's not much I can really give you in relation to the CIA.
Don't you work at Google?
I definitely don't work at Google, Bernie. I know a little bit about server maintenance and, you know, sort of what you could do on your Linux servers online, you know,
so
where they're housed.
You could, like, hack Russia or something, could you?
Just all of Russia.
I suppose this is secretive, but it's devoid of intrigue or interest. I mean, there's a reason nobody wants to know about this stuff, probably.
All right, Mitch, you have some secrets to uncover now, so go ahead and uncover your secrets.
My secrets?
Well, the guest you brought in and everything.
I didn't bring a guest in or anything. I wasn't aware.
You haven't organized anything.
I didn't organize anything for this segment.
You got the RML donkey.
Unlucky, man.
Oh, boys.
Got the RML donkey here.
Ben. Unlucky, Mitch. You got the RML donkey.
This kind of feels mean, boys.
You decided to buck the trend.
I didn't really know we were doing this. I thought you had, like, a long interview with your gram where she revealed a lot of secrets.
Well, she did, and we're loving the text line here. 0409945945. Is RML only on air because of his family ties to the Freemasons? Hashtag Illuminati.
Ooh. Are we going to lay that one bare, or are we going to leave
we
that
We might lay it bare after this next song. Stick around, RML, on FBI Radio 94.5. Thank you. Russian Mind by 10 Tricks Point Never from the album of the same name. Beautiful stuff. You've got to tune to RML and FBR with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Thanks so much for being with us. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Mitchell, before the break there, we were talking about secrets from beyond the crypt. Societal secrets. We're blowing the lid on them.
Yeah.
Mitchell didn't have one, so he got the ceremonial donkey. But he's actually he's come up now and saying that he's actually got a he's got somebody on their line, doesn't
he? It's interesting what you were saying, Bernie, about hacking Russia, and I thought maybe we could learn a bit about server maintenance in Russia. And I've got my mate on the line, I think. We'll call him up and see if we can you know, get a little bit of info from him.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll call him up.
Call him up now. So this is your mate.
Yep.
So we're calling your mate.
Yep, you should have hit the dial. Yep.
About server maintenance.
Yeah.
In Russia. Regarding the Russia scandal.
Yeah, the Russia
scandal. I'm very interested to know about this. We're going to blow the lid on this.
I think it would be interesting. Yeah. I remember mentioning something about it.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I had lunch with RML.
Oh, what? What?
Oh, yes.
No, no. No.
Oh,
is that Eric?
We redialed Eric. Sorry, Eric, mate.
Just dialed the last one.
Sorry, I just hit redial, mate. Sorry, we were supposed to call somebody else. Sorry.
Eric, dear. Okay, gosh, sorry, man.
Sorry about that.
You don't win.
You just made my day. Thanks so
much. No. Eric. Eric, it was
like it perked up so much since about 20 minutes ago, too.
Sorry, mate. No, it was a redial. It was the wrong.
You haven't won anything, Eric. Forget about this. It was a mistake.
Sorry, mate. We're just going to cut you off.
To reiterate, you've won nothing.
Eric. What Mitch, give me this. Sorry, mate. Cheers. Thanks.
Oh, sorry, Eric.
Okay. So we're not going to learn anything about the Russian scandal today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That is a
Maybe
shame.
Tee that up.
That's a weird... okay. Sorry, Eric, if you're listening still.
Oh, the same line.
Hung up on it. Okay, let's move along now. Toxic pranks. Yeah, pranks.
Yeah, we had some toxic pranks.
Yeah.
You did some toxic
that
pranks
on us. That
was
like an accidental prank.
That was a shame, that.
Yeah.
But it turns out, boys, I've actually pranked you, okay?
What?
And you didn't even know about it. Let me...
What, like right now? We're not on air.
Let me show the audience my little prank that I sorted out for you boys, okay? Let's have a look now.
Ding, ding. We had a barbecue earlier, and we had a bit of a gas leakage through the house. Yeah, it's made the house pretty toxic.
Sounds pretty gassy.
Sounds pretty gassy.
Check that.
Pretty toxic. It's like it's pungent, you know, it's all throughout the house.
Sounds like a pretty toxic environment to be in. Are you recording this, Rob?
You could say that. No, why would you say that, Bernie?
you would say no like that if we weren't recording.
Bernie, there's no way I'd record this without you guys knowing about it.
This is the shit that goes on. This is the shit, this is the shit that gets on. Fucking time. Fucking time. We just try and have a nice little chat. Like, we try and nut out what's going to happen on the show. And you're recording as if there's some gold that's going to happen.
No.
That's when you end up whacking on
I got you, boys. I got you.
I knew you were recording, man. That's just dumb.
That's hardly a prank.
Nah. Pranks.
That's really
gone mental.
Yeah, look,
pranks.
Every time I pick
on
up
you
the
boys.
Phone now.
Oh, yeah, boys, it's pranks on.
It feels like Jackass or something. It's like you're recording all the time. We tell you, can you just leave it? You know,
yeah.
Work well, environment and fun environment.
I get paranoid.
It's a toxic one instead.
Well, it's just because, yeah, it's like a prank.
Okay.
It's pretty terrible prank, to be honest, Rob. And it's kind of ruining my life.
Okay. RML on FBI. Ha!
Shut up, guys.
Oh,
The World is Crowded by Unknown Mortal Orchestra from their wonderful album Multi Love. You've got it tuned to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. The Welcome text back. Line is 0409-945-945. We've got one here regarding an earlier segment in which we told you about some heinous onstage antics from local musicians. Peter Garrett, for instance.
Drinking oil.
A whole canister of oil on stage, hospitalized, wasting valuable taxpayer money what was it? The Adani, supposedly.
No one got it.
Anyway, the text here was, one time when I saw the Wiggles, they sung the Hot Potato song and they threw a whole basket of burning hot potatoes into the crowd. Needless to say, all the children's hands weren't burnt to a crisp, were burnt, and no amount of cold spaghetti could help them. That's from Jackie Chung, in brackets, not to be confused with Jackie.
Sounds like Jackie, yeah.
Chan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. He's going on tour.
He is coming on tour. He's got a classic tour. I think it's coming in
180.
So the tickets are about $350.
About 180 musicians or something, was there?
Yeah, alongside. He's a martial artist, I believe.
Mm.
Anyway, definitely head along to that. We love our fans and we love to big up their projects.
We love their correspondence.
Absolutely. That brings us nicely along to the latest fan correspondence from Franz Casey, I believe.
This is his third letter.
His third letter to us. Happy to read it out here. Let's get into it.
Been absent for a while there, hasn't he?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Hi there, Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell at Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio, Mondays midday till 1. It's your old pal Franz Casey here. Last time I wrote, I was trying to convince you guys to steal the Australian Constitution with me so I could finally see my son again. After waiting a few days before the heist with no reply from your camp, I decided to change plans slightly. Simply put, I was relying on you guys to be my grunt, the firepower of the operation, and without your support, I decided to roll back some of the more extreme sections of the plan. The original plan was for me to rappel through the glass ceiling of Parliament House in all black, with you guys stationed around the perimeter of the building with sniper rifles, watching my every move and picking off any threats before they became a hassle to the operation. Then I was to storm the Constitution Room, take the precious document, and forge it in the escape vehicle on the way to the High Court, where I was to appeal my most wantedness with the altered document.
Instead of this, I had to go in as a tourist and try and take a photo of it, to then work on at a later date on Photoshop. Unfortunately, because of my
most wantedness, I had to don a balaclava, sunglasses, and a full-body sub-zero thermal jumpsuit through the Parliament House security screening area. On hot day like it was, mid-30s and all, I started to warm up quite a bit, and by the time I was 20 minutes into the guided tour of the building, I was seriously sweating. I kept telling myself all I needed to do was get into the inner sanctum, get the photo, and then I could take off the gear. But something inside me betrayed this common sense. All I wanted to do was see my son again. I went to the cafe to grab a glass of water and cool off, but in doing so, I had to take off the balaclava. This was my first and last mistake. Over the counter, I glimpsed a massive wanted poster with my face on it, but it was too late. All the staff members were gathered around the poster, looking between it and me. Next thing I know, I have 20 little red dots hovering over my forehead and nowhere to run. Flash forward 2 weeks, and I'm in Goulburn's Supermax. I dream of the day I can see my son again. I'll keep you guys informed on my movements and plans for the future. Yours truly, Franz Casey. This letter has been edited and approved by Goulburn Supermax personal editorial staff. Wow. Franz, thanks so much for getting in touch. I hope everything works out for you. Cheers. What a letter.
I'm terrified of that, man.
Okay. We just want to say thanks. Yep. Okay, we've got to go. We're getting the wrap up here. Goodbye, Benny Bolgi.
See you later.
Goodbye, Mitchell Jackson.
Quick, Mitch.
See you later, I guess.
I've been Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to RML and FBR Radio. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a wonderful week. Love you. Goodbye. Right, this is the song Homeless. It's a demo by Paul Simon. Okay, love you. Bye. Bye.
Shut it off, Rob.
Yeah, okay.
Shut it off.
Here's Amelia with the playlist. She's got all the music. You're going to love it. Stick around.
Sleeping on a midnight lake. We're homeless.
And we're
homeless.
And we're
moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And
we're homeless.
And
we're homeless.
And
we're moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
night, sleeping on the night, moonlight sleeping on the night lake, and we homeless, and we homeless, and we the moonlight sleeping on the night lake, and we homeless, and we homeless, and we the moonlight sleeping on the night lake, and we homeless, and we homeless, and we the moonlight sleeping on the night lake, and we homeless, and we and we the moonlight sleeping on the midnight lake, and we homeless, and we homeless, and we the moonlight sleeping on the midnight lake, we homeless, we homeless, and we the moonlight sleeping on the midnight lake, and we homeless, and we homeless, and we the moonlight sleeping on the midnight lake, and we homeless, and we moonlight sleeping on the night lake, and we homeless, and we homeless, and we moonlight sleeping on the night lake, we homeless, we homeless, we moonlight sleeping.